Rockets fired from Gaza targeted the city of Jerusalem today for the first time. The increased offensive by Hamas may pave the way for Israeli forces to unleash a ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military has already called up 16,000 reservists. Ori Ner, an Israeli-American spokesperson for Americans for Peace Now, said the Israeli state has the right to protect itself.
The question is, how do you do it, and how do you make it sustainable? How do you make both Israel's deterrence and Israel's ability to live in some kind of an arrangement? I'm not talking about long-term peace at the moment, but at least in some kind of a security arrangement with its neighbors in Gaza over the long run. If you're trying to base your relationship with your neighbors only on military power and only on military deterrence, we've seen in the past, we've seen for many, many years now, much more than a decade, that it's not sustainable.
Instead, Ner said the two sides need to work toward a peaceful resolution to their conflicts.
If Palestinians, particularly Hamas and Gaza, want to better their lot, what they ought to do is to engage in diplomatic negotiations with Israel in order to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict once and for all from its roots in a comprehensive manner that will address all outstanding issues between Israelis and Palestinians.
According to Ner, that's not happening. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have limited access to basic necessities like water and electricity. Tampa Bay area peace activist Betty Jo Indelicato has traveled to Palestine on humanitarian missions. She hasn't been to Gaza, but said people living in the coastal strip don't even have access to decent medical care.
The medical facilities in the West Bank are adequate. In Gaza, they are not, because they can't get supplies in, which is, to think about what's happening right now, it's horrifying. That the people are, you know, come to the hospital injured and they literally don't even have bandages.
During an interview on WMNF's Radioactivity this morning, David Harris, executive director of the American Jewish Committee, called Hamas a terrorist group and likened the situation in Gaza and parts of Israel to Nazi Germany.
This is not an issue of asking whether, you know, Nazi Germany during the Second World War has enough food or electricity or water. This has to do with being clear about who the aggressor is. Hamas is a jihadist group, belongs to the Muslim Brotherhood. It's being armed with weapons from Sudan and Iran. It has the goal of annihilating the state of Israel. Again, Israel left Gaza 7 years ago, gave people the first chance in their history ever, to govern themselves. They opted for Hamas. Hamas is on the U.S. terrorism list. Again, let's be clear who we're talking about. And Hamas seeks not to build Gaza, but rather to destroy Israel.
But Haim Shaham, Consul General of Israel to Florida and Puerto Rico, had more sympathy for the plight of Palestinian civilians.
They are being hijacked, and their lives are being made extremely difficult because the Hamas has taken over control of that area. They have very little control of their own destiny. And they're in this car they can't get out of, and it's being driven off a cliff.
And activist Indelicato claims the rocket attacks on Israel aren't acts of terror by Hamas, but rather a necessary response by leadership in a territory bereft of food and water.
They are trying to defend their population, which we say that Israel has the right to defend themselves. So why is the Gazans not allowed to defend themselves, when in fact Gaza really poses no threat to Israel?
Leaders on both sides of the conflict responded to the situation today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said during a press conference today that his armed forces are taking action to protect Israeli citizens.
Rather than build a better future for the residents of Gaza, the Hamas leadership, backed by Iran, turned Gaza into a terror stronghold. They fired thousands of rockets at our cities, at our towns, at our civilians, at our children. No government would tolerate a situation where nearly a fifth of its people live under a constant barrage of rockets and missile fire. And Israel will not tolerate this situation.
But Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas equated the attacks on the Gaza Strip to the Jewish state's continued oppression of Palestinian people, Abbas's statement during a press conference today was translated by Al Jazeera English.
There is no doubt that this aggression, in addition to occupation in West Bank, are all the same headlines, that Israel is turning a blind eye to our rights and our endeavor to have our independent state established. We hope that Israel will understand that security cannot be achieved without peace. If there exists peace, there is stability and security. Without security, no one can enjoy peace, and without peace, no one can enjoy security.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has urged Hamas to stop their attacks and Israel to show maximum restraint. But according to Haim Shaham, Consul General of Israel to Florida and Puerto Rico, Israel will only stop bombing Palestine when Palestine stops bombing Israel.
This is really a no-brainer, okay? It's very simple what Israel wants. Israel wants to protect the lives of its civilians. And they're being endangered by a constant flow of rockets that are being fired by Hamas from Gaza into our cities. The rockets stop, then the operation stops. The rockets continue. The operation is continues, and we have to turn the volume up until the Hamas listens.
Egyptian Prime Minister Hesham Kandil visited Gaza today in solidarity with Palestinians. Egypt negotiated a temporary ceasefire for his visit, but it didn't last long. Both sides claimed the other violated the terms of that agreement. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn issued a statement today saying, "My thoughts and prayers are with the people of Ashdod and for everyone's safety." Tampa and Ashdod, Israel, are sister cities, and Buckhorn visited Israel last year. Peace activists in Tampa are holding a candlelight vigil in solidarity with Palestinians this evening at Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park from 4:30 until 6. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.